The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny.
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at ajc.com/hip-hop.
Hey, this is Bill Rankin. I've been your host and narrator for the previous seasons of Breakdown. And I'm not going into radio silence now. But season 6, A Jury of His Peers, will be different. We're trotting out the heavy artillery for this one. The editor-in-chief of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Kevin Riley, has a remarkable tale to tell. I'll be along for the ride, but Kevin's the man with the mic on this podcast.
Thanks, Bill. I'm Kevin Riley, and I'm thrilled to be in the booth with Bill Rankin for this new season of Breakdown. We've been storytellers for a long time, but Bill and his colleagues have shown us that podcasting is an exceptional way to tell a story. And I have an exceptional story to tell.
In all my years covering crime and punishment, I've never gotten as close to a case as Kevin gets to this one.
It begins with a sudden spasm of gunfire on a clear and cool April night outside an Atlanta Burger King. It was on Donald Lee Howell Parkway, formerly Bankhead Highway for you old Atlanta hands. Atlanta police tell me that drug trafficking is commonplace in the Bankhead neighborhoods, especially in parking lots of businesses in the area. This apparently involved just such a transaction, but it quickly devolved into chaos and blood and death. One man died where he was shot. A second man was DOA at the hospital.
There's another guy shot in the car.
So was two people shot?
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord Jesus, no, this can't be happening.
All right, hello, ma'am. We do have the call, and we do have Grady and Rod, okay? Police and EMS.
Jesus, no, Father God, please, Father God, please, bless him, Lord. Put your arms around him, God, please. This is not good.
As you can tell from the 911 calls, the scene was chaotic and horrific. Reginald Koiku died in the front seat of a blue Pontiac, shot multiple times from behind. Atlanta Police Homicide Detective Scott Burhalter was next up in the homicide rotation when the shootings occurred, so he caught the case. He told me he knew Reggie Koiku was dead the moment he saw him.
He was unresponsive. His eyes were partially open. He was leaning back, just motionless, and he was covered in blood. You could see bullet holes on the front windshield and shell casings.
The suspect in the killings of Reggie Koiku and Quincy Weish wasn't arrested for 6 weeks. By that time, the police were confident of the case they had against him. Did they have the right man?
Kevin's turning reporter on this story, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Be looking for episode 1, the week of Thanksgiving.
Our journalists at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution are working around the clock to keep you updated on all the developments surrounding the Trump indictment. Now the AJC is putting all of our coverage in one place with our new Trump 19 newsletter. Every Wednesday, you'll have our latest coverage and analysis on this historic case in your inbox. So sign up for free today at ajc.com/indictment newsletter. That's all one word. ajc.com/indictment newsletter.
I'm Ernie Suggs, race and culture reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
And I'm Ned Ravone, lifestyle columnist. Atlanta has been known as the Black Mecca for so many years, but that means something different to everybody.
It means everything to me. I've been living here for 24 years, and I am still amazed at how rich the city's Black culture continues to grow. Every day I wake up, I learn something new.
Well, you all can learn something new by subscribing to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's new newsletter called Unapologetically ATL. It's all about the people, the events, and the entertainment happening in Metro Atlanta that Black people might want to know about.
Like historically Black colleges and universities.
Atlanta's thriving arts scene.
And the city's growing neighborhoods.
Wherever you live, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what issues are important to you.
So subscribe today at www.ajc.com/unapologeticallyATL.
Only from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.